Well, I'm back again just 48 hours after the last show, and this will be a very interesting show, and it will contain all the usual. This is the Truth, Honour and Integrity Show. My name's Thomas Williams. Enjoy the show. We'll be right back. As usual, we start off with the disclaimer. The following show may or will contain criticisms of certain types of Jews in Israel. I do not consent to that being labelled as anti-Semitic or having a hatred of Jews. My high heart mastery does not afford me to gauge in the lower vibration of hatred, and my right to free speech affords me the right to critique poor behaviours, actions and attacks upon our freedoms done by any people or group that does not serve humanity well. It's a moral obligation, and the hampering of it via bills and legislation is an affront to humanity. My rules and laws come from source via Rita Lord and the Golden Rule, which applies to all living beings, so I do not and cannot consent to participate in the false laws created by the Talmudic and Bar rules, as that goes against our Creator. Right, this is a news-only show, and I've taken carefully selected pieces from next Thursday's show to build the picture. Today's show will carry a theme throughout it and lead up to an explosive piece coming out at the end. A week last Friday, Israel alongside Jared Kushner had agreed a 15-point plan with Hamas, yet by late Saturday and Sunday, a wave of Israeli attacks on Gaza, despite the ceasefire, kills at least 30 more people. It's another example of the Israel and US officials using peace talks as a precursor to carry on killing people. The world needs to understand neither the US or Israel wants peace, whether in Europe, the Middle East, or anywhere else in the world. They exist to cause chaos. Footage has emerged of IDF soldiers, male and female, launching grenades over the wall into the Palestinians, presumably for fun, given they were all laughing when throwing them. And the snake Rubio is now considering banning anyone criticising Israel from getting a US visa, which means they are patrolling your social media channels for 24/7 evidence. I guess the truth is now hitting them hard and they're getting desperate. But ultimately, the truth never fears investigation, so what lies are they covering up? Is this further evidence of what I termed the new Project Condor, where the CIA and other assorted clowns take over Central and South America again? Visas are being denied, insults are flying, and ambassadors are caught in the crossfire. As 2 months before Brazil's election, diplomatic tensions are flaring between the President Lula's leftist administration and the right-wing governments of Argentina and the United States. "We cannot accept interference," said President Lula in an interview on Wednesday, a day after the United States announced it had revoked the visa of Brazil's ambassador. "The Trump administration decision was irresponsible and ill-advised," Lula told the Meteoro Brazil news outlet. Cue invasion of Brazil next. Here is the latest war of terror being imposed on the planet by one person and two groups, despite that man saying he was a man of peace. "Remember, under my administration, we will stop all foreign wars," he said. Clearly, we all missed the point. Because if you believe you own all of the world, there are no foreign countries, you see. We didn't define it again. The self-appointed man of peace also changed the government departments from defence to war, remember. They told us, and most ignored the message. But Trump and his administration is now reportedly considering military action against an Al-Qaeda-linked group in Mali, which could be the eighth country targeted by the president since he returned to office last year. The administration is weighing strikes against the JNIM, which has claimed responsibility, they say, for a series of deadly attacks and kidnappings since announcing its formation in 2017. But if that is the criteria for war, one must ask, why hasn't the US military declared war on the CIA? The group which is allied to Al-Qaeda, which is CIA-trained and backed entity, I might add, has increasingly attacked nearby Western African nations, including a lethal attack at an airport in Niger's capital last month, while terrorizing Mali's interior with fuel blockades and seizures. Ah, the fuel blockades. Having a fuel blockade guarantees a war these days. People have to understand all, and I repeat, all of these terrorist groups were bought and paid for by the CIA years in advance as part of their counterinsurgency program. Eventually, when the time is right, their own group becomes the terrorists to justify going into a designated country or region. That's how it works. Donald Trump has once again reignited debate over his long-running expansion rhetoric after sharing an AI-generated image appearing to depict the United States absorbing several sovereign nations. I hope people now realize this is not an expansion of America, but the corporate US and Israel. Now, without adding any caption or explanation, the president reposted the image on Truth Social, prompting fresh criticism online and renewed attention to his previous comments about Greenland, Canada, Cuba, and Venezuela. The digitally created image shows Trump meeting several world leaders in the Oval Office while holding up a map covered by the American flag. Canada, Greenland, Cuba, and Venezuela are all depicted beneath the stars and stripes, territories Trump has at different times suggested the United States should acquire or control. For those new, the US, or U.S. is not America. It is a Jewish-owned corporation pretending to be the government. America has not had a government since 1871. Is this a plot to get more money for the war machine, or have some generals now seen sense and developed a conscience? Unlikely. A top US general has reportedly warned the Pentagon that he does not have sufficient naval forces to protect Israel from incoming ballistic missiles, according to a new report. The Washington Post reported on Saturday that General Alexis Grinkiewicz, who is the head of the US European Command, sent a written warning to leaders at the Pentagon, saying that without another Navy destroyer, he'll be forced to choose, listen closely to this, he will be forced to choose between the defense of the United States homeland over that of Israel, according to officials speaking on the condition of anonymity. There is that term again, homeland, which originated via the Jewish Nazis in Germany, called homeland security. And yet, by an extraordinary coincidence, America has an agency of the same name. Even more extraordinary is that same agency in America is rounding up people and putting them in prisons or camps and then disappearing them. Sound familiar? I wonder, will the request for another Navy destroyer have a connection to a later peace? Details have now emerged from Iran over a potential false flag done in Egypt with an all-too-common culprit. Iran is suggesting last week's unprecedented drone attack on a US-owned gas processing vessel moored at Egypt's Mediterranean port of Damietta was a false flag. even within hours of the incident first being reported by Egyptian authorities, which merely described an industrial fire of unknown cause, the incident was shrouded in mystery and contradictory reports. Some reports pointed to the Iranians. That will be a common theme. While others alleged the Houthis may have attacked the Mediterranean port. Now, Reuters has had described the drone hitting a floating storage tanker called Energos Winter, causing a fire that then spread to another vessel, Gaslog Salem, according to three trading sources familiar with the incident. Two separate security sources said the cause of the blast was a drone strike. Now, it detailed the crew was evacuated and the fire had been brought under control, Embry said, adding that no party has claimed responsibility. There was widespread speculation that this was the Iranians seeking to demonstrate to the Americans that it can disrupt energy flows across the whole broader region, even into the Mediterranean Sea. But they've already done that previously. But Tehran has vehemently denied it was behind the alleged drone strike, with on Thursday its Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi issuing a statement raising the prospect of an Israeli false flag event. And he said Egypt is an important friend and partner in the region and its security is of utmost importance to us. We must all be vigilant against Israeli plots and false flag operations designed to undermine regional peace. Indeed. And yes, at this point it may be speculation, but far too many times that speculation involves dirty, underhand tactics from Israel. There is a vast history of them doing the same trick. President Trump has grown increasingly frustrated with the ongoing Iran war and sought answers from the War Secretary, Pete Hegseth, amid reports of munitions shortages, and was reported in the Washington Post on Wednesday. The US military has experienced a shortage of long-range guided missiles and air defense interceptors, which is reportedly why Trump has refrained from launching additional major strikes on Iran. They've got no weapons left. Which is why Trump keeps asking for peace treaties. And the Iranians keep ignoring it because they know what comes next. Now, crucially, the US is running low on THAAD systems, which poses a problem for US military personnel stationed in the Middle Eastern countries that Iran has been bombing. Citing two people familiar with the situation, the Post reported that Trump interrogated Hegseth as to why he had seemingly been misled as to existing US military capabilities. He wasn't misled, they knew. But is using Hegseth as a scapegoat because Iran played them like a fiddle. THI warned a year ago, last summer, that weapons and missile systems were in short supply, and now because Trump is leveraged to the Jewish junta, we have even less, and Iran is still going strong and still has multiple of weapons yet to be unleashed. As for the weapon shortages, perhaps Trump needs to listen to THI more. Perhaps people were misled into believing America First was about fixing America. But you know, sometimes words have two meanings and also multiple definitions. Perhaps America First was the takeover of that country. Then South America, then Canada, then Greenland, then Palestine, then Syria, then Lebanon, then the Congo, Mali, and many others. We have to learn to think different.
Na 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 In the rhythm of life, young souls arise. There is no limit to what you can achieve. Stay strong. You can change your dreams with all of your passion. With all your passion, chase your dreams. With all your passion, yeah.
That was a song by one of our members, Mustafa, and very apt today. Here is evidence of another firing at the top by Trump and Hegseth. It seems it is catching, or perhaps indicative. On July 30th, the US Navy Commander Joseph Sammer was relieved of his command of the Blue Crew aboard the USS West Virginia, which is an Ohio-class nuclear-powered ballistic submarine, due to a loss of confidence in his ability to command. Also, American cyber forces who monitor everything have suffered a number of suicides recently. So what is going on? Are they linked? Is something afoot here? Who turned up in America last week are all pointers for the final story and purpose of this extra show. Remember I said expect an event in the last show? Well, they are trying after it was revealed a US military officer, the aforementioned Joseph Sammer, has quit after refusing an order to drop an atomic-style weapon on American soil to blame on Iran. I'm going to repeat that again. It was revealed the US military officer, the aforementioned Joseph Sammer, has quit after refusing an order to drop an atomic-style weapon on American soil to blame on Iran. The officer on a nuclear submarine off of the East American coast was approached by Pete Hegseth and top Pentagon officials to launch the attack on America, and he refused. They've replaced that officer with a compliant bot, no doubt. So who facilitated this? Well, Casper the Ghost Netanyahu was in America again last week, and what follows every time he comes here is a war action. Israel is suffering badly. The US is suffering badly. And as forecasted, they need an event to trigger a public reaction against Iran, just like they did with 9/11, which again was orchestrated by the Israelis to blame bin Laden, who was actually a CIA agent. Now, it is expected that the submarine USS West Virginia will be sank with all on board, so no one gets the message out when returning to the shore. The cornered snake is lashing out in the only fashion they know, violence and death. And Americans have to get out of the illusion and complete delusion. The things they call the US or U.S. is not America and certainly not our friends. For too long, Americans have sleepwalked into Disney-esque and Hollywood scripts, revealing how great they are and how the US military is ridding the world of baddies. No, our story, not his story, has shown thousands of times in the last 200 years of those that run the US being the bad guy. Prior to that, everything was blamed on Britain because of the fake British Empire being associated with the British people when it was the House of Orange and French and Dutch group, all of whom are Jews. Led by the psychopathic clan of the Rothschilds, the same Rothschilds who started every single war on American soil. Every war. The US military is also responsible for mass poisoning, mass mind control, mass sacrificial deaths from agency cults and war theatres, mass disease producers and mass injury, suffering and death. COVID was launched by the same people out of Fort Detrick, US military base, who then funded Wuhan, China, courtesy of Dr. Fauci and the NIH, DARPA, Pentagon and the others. At this point, the Rothschilds needs to all be rounded up by individuals with courage before they destroy this planet completely. There is no peace on this planet until all militaries, agencies, mercenaries and bloodline families are dealt with in a proper manner. And all corporate conglomerates, pedophiles, child traffickers, ritual abusers, the church, all of them, scientists, researchers, medical and AI tech merchants are dealt with as well. All the pillars of our society are fake. All of them. Not one work for our benefit. And on top of all of that, they loot our wealth to carry out their abject and heinous evil on an epic scale that is barely believable to the masses. But that belief system has caused millions of Americans and tens of millions, in fact hundreds of millions of non-Americans, to lose their lives over the past 200 years in particular. These same monsters murdered 70 to 90 million Russians between World War I and World War II, stripped their society of all intelligent people, the wealthy, their pillars of society, and then shot and killed millions of peasants. Those left were sent with only the clothes on their back into the middle of Siberia and given essentially a bucket, a spade and a saw to fend for themselves. They did the same to Germany, killed over 2 million of Germany's youth. Then the US government and the newly created CIA took over the largely Jewish psychopathic scientists and researchers out of Germany, doing 250,000 flights to bring them over to America in Operation Paperclip. This is what the US and U.S. is all about, and no amount of Hollywood or Disney bullcrap can eliminate that fact. The US military has done over 360 incursions and invaded 85 countries since World War II, and yet have never been attacked on their mainland once. How does that happen? Not by chance, I can tell you. It's by design. Trillions of dollars of Americans' money are just killing people, and we say and do nothing about it. The reality is they want most of us dead, so we don't find out what they have done here and now think they can and will replace us with robots. It's not a conspiracy, it's a fact. But the truth is exposing them every minute now, and time and the universe is not on their side. These are very dangerous times, but can be overcome by the people learning unity and coming together to defeat a common enemy to us all. An enemy for so long hidden to the point of non-existence by the disbelieving masses, but is now coming into the light and the truth for all to see and act upon. This has been the Truth, Honour and Integrity Show. My name's Thomas Williams. Bye for now.
horses are the same that burn crosses. Some of those that work forces are the same that burn crosses. Some of those that work forces are the same that burn crosses. Some of those that work forces draw the same that burn crosses. Now you do what they told ya. 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 Some of those that work forces are the same that burn crosses. Some of those that work forces are the same that burn crosses. Some of those that work forces are the same that burn crosses. Killing in the name of. You do what they told you. And now you do what they told you. And now you do what they told you. And now you do what they told you. You're under control. And now you do what they told you. You're under control. And now you do what they told you. You're under control. And now you do what they told you. You're under control. And now you do what they told you. You're under control. And now you do what they told you. And now you do what they told you. You're under control. And now you do what they told you.
Motherfucker!